it's Ella. Welcome back. Again, this is still being recorded on the day I uploaded the first episode, so still no intro. So, start intro. Also, if there's background noise, it's because my mom's talking to my sister for bed. And end intro. Yeah, sorry about that long silence. Okay. So, today's story is a Mary Poppins story. It again has to do with umbrellas. So, Anna, who I've mentioned in previous episodes, is, well, me, Charlotte, Anna, and a couple of boys from my grade, let's just call them Jacob and Alex, okay? A couple and a bunch of their friends. So, Anna was using her umbrella. She's kind of like pretending to run around. And then Alex asked, like, oh, can I try? And Anna's like, sure. He's like, Mary Poppins! And then he started to run. So then Anna started chasing after him with us. And then right before she took it, Anna grabbed it, Alex ran up past him and they passed it on kind of like one of those, I forget what it's called, the thing with the line, the people are there, and you kind of walk past each of them. Yeah. And you kind of just hand it back and you keep going. It's right on the edge of my mind. Anyway, so there's that. And so then, hold on a sec. Okay, sorry, my parents just came in to say goodnight. So yeah, they did the running thing, and so Jacob passed it to Alex, and so I veered off towards that area. And so we all tried to get the umbrella back, and Anna was like, give it back, that umbrella's expensive. And then so once she got it back, because we kind of cornered them against the trees we have at the back of our school, we took the umbrella, and Anna started running around pretending to be Mary Poppins. And then a bunch of other people asked if they could, and she's like, no. So then we kind of, and some people are kind of starting to do a tug of war for it out of her hands. So I said, here, can I have it? And she's like, yeah, sure. And so then I take it and run. I'm a slow runner though, so that's not exactly the best idea, but it caught them off guard. Cause I was standing a little bit back further, I stretched my arm out as far as it could go and grabbed the umbrella from Anna. And so I ran. And so then eventually, Charlotte caught up to me. Just for those of you who forgot, Clara is the same person as Charlotte. I wasn't sure if she wanted to have her name revealed. So that happened. And Charlotte I gave the umbrella to Charlotte, and we kind of just did that's what it's called, a relay race. Right, okay. So we did a relay race, right? And so we all kind of just ran around, because it's kind of just how relay races work. All right, so that kind of pretty much finishes off this story, except that kind of happened again at one point. So that was kind of funny. Also, me and my friends, one of my friends, we were making a video game, and it was kind of like our own version of Pokemon, but with our own Pokemon. And Anna inspired this one Pokemon called Mary Poppins. It just kind of walks around like a penguin, like, Mary Poppins, Mary Poppins. It's really funny, but I'll talk about that next episode, because that's the next funny story. Spoiler. Recommendation time. Okay, this time it's movies. So, if I had to choose three movies to recommend to you guys, I would probably say the Captain Marvel movie, which I've seen recently. Sure, it's part of a series, but it's a good movie on its own. Movie choice number two. This is a little weird, because this might just be me, though, because I like horror movies and stuff. I have painted some really dark stuff, by the way. If you like horror stuff, or just darkness, or kind of just suspense in general, I'd recommend The House with a Clock in Its Walls, I think that's what it's called. that's movie number two. Okay, so if I had, and movie number three is going to be a really hard choice because I've seen a lot of good movies. I have to choose one, just one movie. So I'm going to think about that for a bit. Okay, I guess for third movie, I'd have to say The Greatest Showman. I don't know. I spent like 5 minutes debating between the Sonic movie, the Detective Pikachu movie, this movie, and at least five other movies that I can't be bothered to name right now because, yeah. So, those are my recommendations for movies. Now, on to my story. We go to chapter 3 of Fairies of the North, the incredibly cringy story. Chapter 3. The words hung in... Okay, if you want a recap of what happened, so basically, Dreyse came home and said that there was a fire at Emma's house and her house burned down. Chapter 3. The words hung in the air. No sound could be heard except for the outside bustle. "Where will I live?" I asked. Glitch. Oh my gosh. Hold on a minute. Okay. "Where will I live?" I asked. "Dad talked to us last night. You can stay here," said Clint. "Hey, when I first got here, I saw five people here. Clint, Dreyse, and Nathan," I said suddenly, a memory popping into my head. "Who were the other two?" Dreyse sighed. "They were the only ones here. You may have seen. No, it can't be Emma. What do these people, well, they were dressed in black and had masks on." "No, not them. The Villas. An evil team of, well, evil people. Once they find you, they will try to stop you from living by any means possible. I put these up all over the town. I got one person to sign. He showed a sign to me that said, Emma Lennings needs a home. Would you like to adopt her? Please let me know. Dreyse Daklem." And then there's a bunch of lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. "If there is no one willing to adopt Emma, I will adopt her myself." And then he showed me another paper. On one of the lines, it said, "Jill's and Alina Willings. Emma, would you like to stay at Jill's and Alina's house?" asked Dreyse. "Yes," I said. Dreyse smiled. "We arranged for Jill's..." Oh, right, this is supposed to be third person. Oh my gosh, I completely forgot. So for now, let's just keep it in first person because it'll be easier. So let's just say it's third person, okay? I don't know. "Yes," I cried. Dreyse smiled. "We arranged for Jill's to come pick me up tomorrow morning after breakfast." I could hardly sleep, but after a while, I managed to get to close my eyes. When I woke up, Dreyse told me to pack my things. I got my phone, my money, my... This day reminds me of the day when I left Mom. Not Mom. Maybe I would never ever see her again. After a few minutes, Dreyse said, "Emma, Jill's is here." I ran downstairs and said my goodbyes. Then I went with Jill's, a woman with blonde hair and green eyes. "She looks a little like Alina," I thought. "But she is her mom, I think." "You must be Emma. I'm Jill's, Alina's aunt." So they were related. When we arrived at Alina's house, Alina saw us before we saw her. "Oh my gosh, Emma, you're here!" I smiled for the first time that day. As I stepped outside, I saw the beautiful flowers on the table. Alina took me on a tour of the house. Alina's room had a canopy bed and purple wallpaper with vertical yellow lines. One wall had three bookshelves and a desk. The other had the head of Alina's bed and a window. The next wall had the rest of the bed and the door. The fourth and final wall had her dresser and a bunch of sticky notes on the wall. After the tour, Jill's told me to pick out a room. I picked a blue room with a small bed and a dresser with a big mirror on top. The floor was a cream-colored carpet, and there was a brown desk. I put my phone on the desk and my money in my bag. I got out an apple and bit into it. Suddenly, because of all the good lettuce and jalapenos, my favorite fruit in the whole wide world tasted awful. After lunch, Alina took me shopping. We talked about school they have here. We bought our school outfits, blue dresses with red ribbon around the waist. When we got back, Jill said she worked at the animal hospital and had to work late tonight. It took me a while, but I finally got to sleep. My last thought was, I think I'm going to like it here. That is the end of chapter 3. So, information time about myself. Okay. Well, I like really dark things. Like, really, really dark things. I would show you guys some of my paintings I've did, but I can't really send photos over podcast, can I? No, I cannot. So, if it helps, I could vividly describe them. Just warning, don't listen to this right before bed. It gets insanely creepy. So, if there's whirring noises in the background, that's just because I'm moving around to get closer to my painting so I can see them up close. Okay, painting number one. White background with a black floor, a pile of bones in the corner. A blue silhouette stands hunched over with purple energy circulating out of them. Two void-looking things. Hold on, is it still recording? Cause my phone just... Okay, good, it's still recording. Two void-looking things with blue background... that have blue, like, on the inside, have hands with purple fingernails stitching over them. The figure is surrounded by purple. Above him, a large smile with giant pointed teeth rests. Below, two dark blue cat eyes, dripping blood. This picture I made was to represent, like, so the guy in the middle is, like, losing his soul, and that demon thing is taking his soul. Yeah, it's dark, I know. Picture number two. There's a willow tree and a bush. In front of that willow tree is a grave. A little boy stands in front of the grave and looks down. Two adults stand behind him. Behind them, a girl floats in the sky. But she doesn't have any legs, it's just a dress that kind of cuts off, as well as her hair. It's all silhouetted. So basically, if you don't understand, so this boy's sister died, or the parent's daughter, I guess, and behind, they're mourning her death at her grave, but her ghost is kind of behind them. Now, this last one is super creepy. So, a black background with a girl wearing a green shirt and pale skin. She has a large, kind of skinny, very hot, tall smile, a clown nose, and is crying blood. And the line with the clown blood. Blood reaches all the way down to her skin. She has ragged brown hair. And this caption I wrote. Elizabeth Jane is my twin. Mommy says I don't have a twin. Now Elizabeth Jane is sad and trapped inside of a picture. She is slowly going insane. But sometimes at night, I hear crying in the walls. Mommy doesn't believe me. So that last bit about crying in the walls, I actually sometimes do hear that. Like, at night, I'll hear, like, kind of moaning sounds coming from my sister's room. But she's asleep. And it's like maybe 4 in the morning, I don't know. Oh, that's another fact. I don't sleep. But back to the haunted house thing. Yeah, our house is probably haunted. Our microwave will go beep, beep, beep at random points throughout the day. It doesn't happen that often anymore, but it used to. And in our kitchen, we have this wall surrounded by this from one of my friends. And we have a big clock in the center. One of the clocks, originally, it kept going ahead of the proper time. It would, like, go, like, maybe an hour ahead or something. And then we replaced it, and that clock went an hour behind. And so we replaced that one. So that clock's working. Our new clock's working fine. Although we decided to name the ghost Dominic, because that's what my parents would have named me and my sister if we were boys. Fun facts. So, yeah, that's about it for this episode. Anyway, this is Ella. Hope you enjoy. And if you would like to reach out to me, my social media outlets are Quotlv and Wattpad. For Wattpad, it is KOTLC. 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 Human. Human. HOOMAN. _ HOOMAN. And my Wattpad is Arabella11396. Surprised I haven't memorized that by now. Have a great day. See you on the next one.